I understand that Jesus already what? Paid. I say all the time, you don't have a disadvantage in life. How do I know you don't have a disadvantage in life? Because Jesus has already paid to remove every disadvantage. Listen, you can go anywhere in life. I keep on saying, many Nigerians still want to die to go to America. I thought that thing was old-fashioned. I didn't know people are still doing it. I don't need to go to America to prosper in my life. The only reason I will go to America is because I want to go to America. The last time I went to America, it was hurry, let's go back. You know why? I said, I can't miss two. How many Bible studies? There were two Bible studies I was not around. Because one, I went to Ghana, the other one went to the US. So I was on edge. Oh yeah, we are going back to Enugu. We arranged so that I will land Enugu by Friday. Why? I must preach on Saturday. Yes, it's a matter of fact. I am not a beggar. I'm blessed. Are you getting my point? I don't need to go to America before I will prosper. What brings forth prosperity is what? Faith. What is faith? I understand that Jesus paid. That is what I want you to understand. Faith means I understand that Jesus paid. Let me say one more time. Faith means what? I understand that Jesus paid. I am not trying. This is the problem of Christians. They don't know what Jesus did for them. And my challenge to you today is you must learn and begin to find out. Doctors will tell you about incurable diseases. Let me give you news again. In Christ Jesus, it does not exist. Let me say one more time. Doctors talk about what? Incurable diseases. I have news for you. In Christ Jesus, it does not exist. Whose report will you believe? He said, who has believed our report? To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? I like the way Bishop David Oyedepo read that scripture. He said, anyone who believes his report, the arm of the Lord will be revealed in his life. I like a story Kenneth Hagin told once. He said that as you grow older, you start forgetting. Then one day he was reading his Bible. So he said he started preparing to forget. And let me say to you, it is what you are expecting in life that will come to you. Now, if you ever listen to that man, at the age of 85, he will be preaching. He will say this happened 60 years ago at 6 a.m. on the 16th of November. He said, remember that was a Thursday. That's how he used to talk. He tells you it was a Thursday. If it becomes a joke, he said, I just feel like telling you so that you know that 16th of November was a Thursday as an example. That's how he used to give details. But how did he come to be? Because one day he said he was reading his Bible. And he found out that when Lazarus, who was begging at the rich man's gate, died, and when he was in Abraham's bosom, and Lazarus and the rich man called to Abraham, Abraham said to him, son, remember. He said, hey, these people are dead. And yet, Abraham said, remember. He said, it means therefore you don't remember with your natural brain, you remember with your inner man. So he said, forget it. I am not going to forget anything. And once he said that, till he died at almost the age of 90, his memory was this sharp. It was this sharp. It was to him according to his faith. Many people tell you that as you grow older, your blood pressure starts going up, your blood sugar starts going up, your back starts going down, you understand my point? And your brain starts shrinking. I said, I reject it. I rejected it years ago. I'm rejecting it today. And if you see me in 50 years' time, I'm still rejecting it. Are you getting my point? And the fact is that it will not happen to me like that. There's a particular set of teachings, please, I want to recommend again. If we don't have it out there, during the week, our office will be open. Make sure you get a copy. It's a series, two MP3 CDs, titled The Sayings of God. The sayings, that is the things that God has said. I went in and took them one by one. Listen to this. God has a word about your prosperity. He has it. I don't worry about money. And I did not worry about money when I did not have any. For a simple reason. Because one day I read from the scriptures, he said, behold, and this was the word of God, I send prosperity to you like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. Listen. The moment I read that scripture, I knew in my life I will never be poor. Whether I live in Nigeria, in Ghana, Botswana, Australia, Mexico, wherever it is in life, I will never be poor. God will make all grace abound towards me. I will have all sufficiency in all things, and I will abound to every good work. How do I know that? Because I know how to work hard? No. But because one day I read in the scriptures that God is going to command favor towards me, so I knew I will never be poor. Some people believe they are always chronically ill. And listen to me, everything you believe eventually comes to pass in your life. But let me just digress back to what I was talking before. A lot of people believe that witches are their problem. So the witches know. So the witches come and make a problem for them. There are Christians who still believe that every 2 a.m. you should wake up and be praying against evil spirits. You know that is very ungodly. I know some of you practice it. I know in your church they teach it. But hear it from me, it's ungodly. To wake up every 2 a.m. to be chasing evil spirits is against the will of God. My scripture for that, in peace I will lie down and sleep. For the Lord alone makes me dwell in safety. There is nothing that God has not spoken about. That's what I'm talking about. If you don't know it, you'll be walking in blindness. You will keep on pointing fingers at people. You know, this is Nigeria today. Maybe I should tell this story and then I end. You know my full name. They call me Banky, his pet name. I got it from university. Pastor Banky is what my friends were calling me when we were on campus. So just talk with me till today. My name actually is Bankole Olushina. What does that tell you? I'm from somewhere after that River Niger. Not close by you, maybe at least 200 kilometers after River Niger. When I was coming to Enugu, people said that, you know, you are not from the East. I said, so? Joseph was not from Egypt. And listen to this. I want you to listen to this carefully. This is an interesting story. I want to just tell this story to explain a point which will deliver everybody here. I work in a department in the university where we are 6 lecturer consultants there currently. Before, we were not that many. The number kept on increasing. When I came, I was the only person. But at the point in time, at least among the senior people, well, I think we were about 4 or 5 then, 3 of us were senior. Okay? So to head the department, listen to this story very carefully. Normally, it's a university, so it's rotatory. They change from one person to another, you understand? And because we're all on the same rank, it tends to just move evenly around. A particular year, now, of course, of these 3 persons, 2 of them are from the East, 2 of them are from Anambra State. Of course, I'm the one from Ondo State. And this is Nigeria. Now, listen to foolishness that human beings practice. Now, don't hear the foolishness until the end. As me, I'm Mr. C. Are you getting my point? Mr. A was head of department. 2 years his tenure ended. It went to Mr. B, right? 2 years his tenure ended. It should go to who? Mr. C. Except that 2 years his tenure ended, it went to Mr. A again. What is the normal Nigerian reaction? 2 of them are Igbo men. This one is a Yoruba man. What is normal Nigerian reaction? Tribalism. In fact, Mr. A came to me and said, this is wrong. No, it's Mr. B. He said, this is wrong. This is tribalism. Now, I want you to listen to this lesson so that you can apply it in your life. I said, me, it does not happen. That's all I said. Is this tribalism? I said, no. It cannot be tribalism. He said, why? People ask why. I said, it is simply because when I was coming to Enugu, I declared a word that God surrounds me with favor as with a shield. That Joseph was not an Egyptian. And yet he became prime minister in Egypt. I said, I have favor. The vice chancellor that will discriminate against me because I'm an Igbo man will never enter office. Because I'm not an Igbo man. He will never enter office. So the one that entered office, or the dean that entered office, could not have done it. They were not allowed by God to enter office to do that against me. I bought no. Now, it's a job, good enough, my secretary is here. It's a job I did not like. They don't pay you for it. You sweat for it. I am not power hungry. And even if I were, it's still not tribalism. Why? Because the grace of Christ in me makes it impossible for any nigger to discriminate against me on the basis of tribe. Listen, that is the word over my head. A nigger is just a black man. That is the word over my head. And I told you all Satan can do is tempt. Everybody that said it was tribalism, this is the funny part. No Yoruba man came to me to tell me it was tribalism. It's not funny. I use this thing to preach in a chapel openly because I see small boys doing medical student association fighting on who's from Enugu State and who's from Anambra State. If you are unbelievers, God forgive you. If you are a Christian, poverty is your portion. Suppose, God, are you cursing me? I'm not cursing you. Whatever God has joined together, God has already joined that kind of attitude to poverty. You must understand that as a believer, you are above alone, you are not beneath. There are words you don't hear from my mouth. We the masses. Me, the masses. Look all over the world. The day you find somebody that looks like me, talks like me, and is blessed like me, let me know. How can I be masses? It is to you according to your faith. Listen, when I was coming to Enugu, that's everyone was in there. I said, now listen, everybody now believes Enugu is a sweet place. That is from where we came, all over the place. They now think that Enugu is a sweet place. And you see this development in Enugu. I'm going to say something, you're going to think I'm very cocky, but I will say it anyway. I brought it to town. Those who have listened to me long enough, we agree. Because when Enugu did not have taxes, I prophesied that this city is beautiful. When the roads were bumps all over the place, I said this is a good land. Therefore, the earth had to yield its increase for me. Listen, this land, I can never be poor. You know why? Because I came into this land and I prophesied good over it. In case you do not know, I have prophesied over whoever will be the next governor. That if he will not mean well, he won't last there. I don't know who it is. Whether it's you are Guruburu or Baragbara, I have no idea. One thing I know for sure is that before this came, me and my people, we have prayed about it and we declare all the time that progress will come to Enugu in Jesus' name. Amen. Increase will come to Enugu in Jesus' name. I ask the Lord for it and I will receive it, that Enugu will build power plants in this city, in this estate, in the name of Jesus. Amen. That we will export power to neighboring states. Amen. From this our Enugu. I have prayed that goodness and mercy will dwell in this land. Amen. For that reason, I say anybody who will not cooperate, God finish him. No matter how popular you are, there's one scripture I keep on reading. God lifts up one and brings out another. So no matter what your name is, I hear the sound all over the place, buruburu, 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 everywhere. I said, whoever knows Mr. Buruburu, go and tell him. That Pastor Banky has said, you must mean well for this state and pursue it with aggression. Otherwise, now buruburu will sleep like this. And you will fall. And that shall be the end of buruburu. Do you get my point? Listen, all I have said is that must be. That is what we have prayed concerning this state. That nobody will sit on that governor's seat that does not want good for the land. Yeah. So you can understand when people are saying they are doing discrimination. It doesn't move. It doesn't move my body. In fact, if you see a man who wants to die, say, how do I come? He said, go and say, tell him to go and meet Pastor Banky. Point to him, say, you are a stranger in this land. I will finish you. That's it, he's dead. I will laugh. Once I laugh, as an echo of God's laughter. He said, why do the hidden rage? And the people imagine a vain thing. You know what I'm saying, all of these things? This is what the word of God says about believers. But because of ignorance, they will go. Did they give you the job? No. Why? You know I'm not from Anambra. These are Anambra people. Child of God. The angels should slap you on God's behalf. For talking nonsense. You shouldn't say such. You apply for a job, you don't give you. They don't give you. You say, it is because I am not from their state. It is ignorance. A child of God has been blessed beyond that level. It must never happen that you make such statements. But most people, they don't know. And I'm challenging you today, go and find out what he has said about you. There are still women till today, they are looking for husband to marry to drag them out of poverty. You want to marry a man to drag you out of poverty. That is passports to further poverty. If you want to prosper in life, read the Bible. Do like Jabez. Oh, that you will bless me indeed. Prosperity comes from above, not from the husband. Are you getting my point? Everybody carries a spiritual substance.
Yes, sir.
If you are blessed inside you, marry a poor man. For your sake, he must become rich.
Yes, sir.
I always tell young ladies, you know, Christmas is coming now. Some joker will arrive from America. And a woman will marry a joker just because he came from America. Any man you will not marry in Nigeria, please, let him come from the moon. That's his personal problem. Don't marry him. Because when you get to America, you will feel sad. After 1 year, you will soon get used to the smooth roads. And the constant power which you have to pay for is not free. The amount of money you used to pay for power in America, if you use it in Nigeria, look, which one way or the other, it will be constant in your house. Even if it's Sumek that will bring it for you. It will be constant. That's why you will now wake up to reality. What substance does my husband have inside him? Any man you will not marry in Nigeria, don't marry him because he came from America. For the simple reason that as a child of God, you have a blessedness inside you, which is far beyond somebody's country of residence. This is what the Bible says about you. Many men will not settle down and, you know, chart a good course for their life. They are waiting for a visa. If you go to America as a beggar, you will remain a beggar. I'm telling you the truth. Though. I'm telling you the truth. It's a country where people queue up in the morning looking for free food also. The first day I saw it, I thought they were doing a function. Maybe I come for a seminar. My brother-in-law was driving me to work one morning in Houston. I said, Tega, what are they doing here? Because the previous day, I saw the people. Next day, we were going again. I saw the people. It was my second day there. I said, what are they doing? He looked at me like, where did you come from? You know, like, don't you know what's going on? I said, no. He said, it's a homeless shelter. They are giving them free food. Ah, Nike will long like this. The guy said, he said, they don't have homes. That this is where it was a Baptist mission. They come to give them free breakfast. So you see, guys, queue up. Are you serious? See the queue as a long. You go to junction. As you see them for this, our junction here. Now, so they did there too. This cleaning of glass, they learned it from America, not from Nigeria. Yes. Oh, it's an American. They come and clean your glass. Some of them carry very funny signs. They'll say, I have burger. I just need milk. That's the sign. Because sometimes people buy fast food and they are eating on the way. You understand? So you get there, you wind down, just hand the guy the milk you did not finish. He will thank you. Somebody has already given him a half-eaten burger. He will eat it and drink the milk. Why? He's homeless. He doesn't have money. The height of it for me, my first visit to the U.S., was when I was alone. My brother-in-law traveled that time. I was driving myself, going back home from work. And I closed my eye, blinked. Whether I was okay. Because I saw a mad woman stark naked, carrying two bags, like Ghana must go, they walk out for road. Yeah, you know I wouldn't lie to you on a day like this. No, you know, we have this idea, so the council would have done something like the woman was walking on the road laughing. On the road in Houston, Texas, United States, I thought I was back home from. I said, no, who transported me back to Nigeria? Archbishop Benson also said, a lizard in Nigeria will not become an alligator in America. Prosperity is inside the word of God. That's what I'm trying to say. How do you tap into it? He said, look at it attentively, expectantly, with an absorbing, with a what? Steady and absorbing gaze. That is, even though this year passes, I don't make that breakthrough, I still wake up in January and say, this is the word of God. This is the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. For my sake, even though he was rich, he became poor, that I, through his poverty, might be made rich. I say that every day. He said, but you don't have a job yet. He said, don't worry. Tomorrow morning, I start again. He makes all grace abound towards me. I have all sufficiency in all things, and I abound to every good work. If you do that steadily, do you understand my point? Attentively, expectantly, absorbed in it. One day, life will have no choice but to break through upon you. The skill you have will suddenly be required. The word of God is alive. It will lead you. Say, look, my guy, you know why I can't do anything for you now? You have nothing you are blessing people with. Quickly, go and learn this thing. As you are declaring it, God gives you speed of learning. You come out with a skill. 5 years down the line, you look back and tell people, I'm going to the U.S. You know, you are buying dollar to carry to spend in America. You that today, you were poor. Why? Because you were looking at the word of God absorbingly. The Jesus that is lifted is the word of God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Let me say it again. The Jesus that is lifted is what? The word of God. Please be absorbed with the word of God. I need to say this. God is not going to prosper you because you go to church a lot. Christians need to hear it. They've joined every kind of worker group in church because they think God, that one will make God prosper them by force, by fire. God will not prosper you just because you go to church. We read it during the minister's meeting earlier in the day. Moses, in the book of Exodus chapter 4, he was going to work for God, yet God was going to kill him with poverty. Now, it was not poverty there, but you understand my point? But God was going to kill him. The fact that you go to church regularly does not guarantee that you prosper. It does not. What guarantees prosperity is faith. That you hold on to the word of God by faith. No matter the security around your house, it does not guarantee anything. I hope you get my point. If you want security in your house, read the scriptures and declare it over your compound every day. No evil will befall me. No plague will come near my dwelling place. He gives his angels charge over me. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so does the Lord surround his people. This is where deliverance is for Christians. This is what takes your life away from one spot to another. It is the words of faith that you utter. Let me say this one and I round up. If you like, give from now till tomorrow. If that giving is because you think God will look at the money and multiply it for you, just wait. Poverty is waiting around the corner. Anytime you go to pray, yes, I need to just explain this. Ah, good. Father, thank you. How can I come and pray to your people? And I won't say this one. It's not possible now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Just give me 2 minutes, 5 minutes. Let me say this, and we're out of here. Anytime you go to pray, never, ever, please tell your neighbor, never. Never, never. Never, never. Never, 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 never, never. All right. Move to another person. Tell the person, never. Never, never. Never, never. Never, never, never. Never, never, never. Never, 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 never. All right. Look for somebody behind you. Tell the person, never. Never, 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 never, never.
Never, never, never.
Never, 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 never.
Never, never,
now look to me like this now. Just focus on me. Now I want to tell you, never. Never, never. Never, never, never. Never, 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 never. Ever, ever, never. Don't you ever try to ever, ever try to mistakenly do this one. Even if you were to smoke. After cigarettes, you use wee-wee. When you finish with wee-wee, you go to cocaine. While you are doing that, you got drunk on alcohol. Then you fell asleep. And inside that, your drunken drug sleep, you began to dream. Even inside there, never do this. Never go to pray and tell God what you have done for him so that he might do back for you. If you like, give your head as offering. Don't say, God, this headless body has come. And God say, where goes thy head? From giving offering to and fro. Don't you ever say, God, I gave my head to you. You must give me something back. Let me say it again, please. You know why I'm saying this? Because you have heard the opposite so much. And I'm saying to you boldly, it is a lie. The opposite is a lie. When people say, go to God and say to him, this is what I have done for you. Therefore, you will do back for me. That does only one thing for you. It exposes you to the devil. There is nothing your gifts to God can make him owe you more than what he has already given to you in Christ Jesus. There is nothing you can give to God that can sway him more than what the death of Jesus Christ on the cross has swayed him concerning. I hope you are getting my point. There is nothing you can demand from him and expect he will get more than what confidence in the sacrifice of Jesus can give to you. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yes,
Christians are taught wrongly. They say you cannot expect anything from God until you have given to him. That thing is a fat lie. The greatest thing he ever did for you was the gift of the Son, Jesus Christ. I'm going to ask you a question. What did you do to deserve it? And Paul said, simply, in the book of Romans chapter 8, he said, God will simply, you know, add every other thing to you. When you want to pray, there's only one premise upon which you make your request. And that premise is called what? The name of Jesus. It's the premise of mercy. Have mercy upon me. The name of Jesus is the mercy of God. God's mercy has a name. And that name is Jesus. Anytime you go to pray, it means no matter what bad you have done, if you say, in Jesus' name I come, what you are saying is, God, have mercy upon me. At the same time, you are saying, no matter what good I think I have done, in Jesus' name, don't worry about it. Just use what Jesus has done and give to me. And listen to me, you will get your miracle faster. The reason why your miracle has been delayed is because you are still trying to build up in your offerings. Your offerings are unnecessary when it comes to receiving from God. Your offerings are only a sign of what? Your faith. For example, a lot of people who can't give, God can't give to them for one simple reason. One simple reason. Because they don't have faith. They think that my money is what will take care of me. Let me share this testimony so I can use it to round up. Just to explain this particular point I made about giving and money. When I was going to get married that time, for those of you who have married, you know it can be expensive. And for certain reasons, I had a few issues because of cultural differences. And let me just go into detail. But I needed a lot of money. I needed a lot of money. So every little money I had, if I were going on the road and you dash me 200 naira those days, I kept it towards what? The wedding. Everything was towards the wedding. So one day I sat down. I was sharing with this my wife that we're not married then. We're planning the wedding. We're planning the wedding. One day I was just sharing the word of God with her. And I read from 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17. 1 Timothy chapter 6, yes, verse 17. And Paul said, instruct those who are rich in this world not to be conceited or trust in the uncertainty of riches. He said, instruct them to do good. He said, let them put their faith in God. He said, instruct them to do good, to be quick to share, to be generous. He said all of those things. And as I was teaching her, I realized that the Holy Spirit was teaching me. I realized that all I'd been thinking about was what? My wedding. And my faith was in as much money as I could gather. As not as finished saying it, I say, my God, I have been sinning against God. So next day, you know what I did with the money? The money I was gathering, I took a part of it. I went to church. My pastor that time, I had not given him anything in a long time. I just greeted him. Well done, sir. I gave him an envelope. So you have been a blessing. He didn't know that I was confessing my sins to... Do you understand? Then one of my friends was wedding the week before. So I said, oh boy, I know you are spending money. So I took money and gave to him. You know, he would have thought that, man, this guy hit one jackpot. But actually, David said, I rejoice at thy word. Like him who finds great treasure. You understand my point? Great spoil. I gave the young man money. I spent money around like that. Was I trying to sow a seed? No. I was just trying to show that my faith cannot be in this money. And God gave me something that was more than money. I was talking to a friend of mine, and he gave me a word of wisdom. That word of wisdom solved all my problems. Before that time, I was holding on to money. Are you getting my point? That is the reason why God may find it hard to bless somebody who is grabby. But it is not as if we give God money so he can give us back. When we want from God, we ask in the name of Jesus. Generosity is the life of a Christian. Be generous to your neighbor also. Yes, go to church. Be generous. Give to a ministry. It's good. You attend a church. The pastor sweats over you every day. Oh boy, buy him a handkerchief to wipe that sweat. Buy him cold water after service. It's the will of God. But it's not because of what you are going to get. It is because you are a good Christian. That is what good Christians do. I'm not sowing any seed into the lives of my children. I'm just trying my best to be a good father. So when my children, when their trousers jump up, we got to replace them. I don't say to them, as I'm giving this one to you, you will pay me back when you don't begin work. Nobody says that. I just do what I can because I am what? A father. As a Christian, you do what you can because you are a child of God. But whenever you want to ask him for anything, what do? You ask in the name of Jesus. Listen, what's the most important thing I've said today? Please, you must know what Jesus died for you. You must know the promises that God has uttered concerning your life. Don't let anybody lie to you that somebody is holding you back. The word of God has already set you free. Are you getting my point? You must know that freedom. It's only when you know it that you know what to take. God will give the people of Israel the map of the land he's given them so that they will not go into the land that's not their own. So that they will know the land to claim. In the same manner, you must know what God has said about you. And the only way you will know is when you go after knowledge. Going to church doesn't save your life. It's you must go and learn. Please, I'm begging you, spend your time reading books. Any book that says the witches against my... You know, there are witches. 75 prayers against the Ogbanje spirit. Have you seen them?
Yes.
Please, if you have, put it inside the dustbin. That's where it belongs. I like it when the whole place gets quiet like this. Boom. I have hit something. Toing. 365 prayers against witchcraft spirit. Please, do you have a copy? Put it in the dustbin. That's where it belongs. You cannot be worshipping Satan every morning, afternoon, and night, claiming you are praying against him. Take a word, a book that talks about what God has done for you in Christ Jesus. Please, go and listen to real men of God that teach you the word of God, the word of freedom. That is what you need in this your life. I hope you've gotten my point. So let's rise to our feet and begin to give the Lord thanks. Oh, just start giving thanks. That's very important. Say, Lord, thank you, thank you. Let's say, Lord, thank you. Say, Lord, I thank you. Say, Lord, I thank you. Oh, say, Lord, I thank you because I've been set free. Say, Lord, I thank you because I've been set free. Say, Lord, I thank you because I've been set free. Say, Lord, I thank you because I've been set free. Say, Lord, I thank you because I've been set free. Say, Lord, I thank you because I have been set free. Oh, say it. Say, because I know my prosperity is not dependent on my background and it cannot be hindered by it. Lord, I thank you because you have set abundant prosperity in front of me. Say, Lord, I thank you because no curse is in my life. I have been washed by the blood of Jesus. Say, Lord, I thank you that I've been set free. Say, Lord, I thank you that I've been set free. I am above the devil. I'm above the works of the enemy. There is nothing in the village that's holding me back. Nothing buried can work against me. I don't care about where my placenta is. It makes no difference. It has decayed long ago. In Christ Jesus, I have been set free. Say, my life is hid with Christ in God. My life is hid with Christ in God. Say, my life is hid with Christ in God. My life is hid with Christ in God. Say, my life is hid with Christ in God. Say, Lord, my life is hid with Christ in God. My life is hid with Christ in God. Say, Lord, I thank you because you have delivered me from the power of the enemy. I don't need 200 prayers against witchcraft spirits. I have been free. I am walking above them. Jesus said, the prince of this world is coming and he has nothing in me. Thank you for the righteousness of faith. Thank you, Lord, for the righteousness of faith. Say, Lord, thank you for the righteousness of faith. Thank you, Lord, for the righteousness of faith. Thank you, Lord, for the righteousness of faith. Thank you for the righteousness of faith. Say, Lord, I know my future is bright. I know my future is beautiful. I know my future is bright. I know my future is beautiful. Say, Lord, I thank you. Father, we give you thanks. In the name of Jesus Christ. Our Father, we thank you. Because you have healed all our diseases.
Amen.
I declare to you standing in front of me this evening, on my left and my right, that there is no sickness that is incurable.
Yes.
Therefore, be healed in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Jesus died to make every sickness curable and to bring the cure for that ailment. Whether it's a sickness of the mind or the sickness of the body. Even the sickness of the spirit, which is sin, Jesus brought a cure for everything. If you are there, you have given your life to Christ, say amen.
Amen.
In case you haven't, it doesn't take 10 seconds. As I'm talking like this, just be saying amen to the prayer that Jesus, I've given my life to you right now. And that's already automatically your portion. Now, if you are giving your life to Christ, hear ye the word of the Lord. You also have been healed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That migraine is not your birthright. Don't give this excuse to Satan that, you know, I always have migraine. There is what I call excuses for Satan. As you accept it, he stays with you. If it comes, say, you are not mine. Jesus has already died to free me from it. Therefore, you can't stay here. To such a person this evening, I say to you, receive your healing in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Listen, anybody can be broke. There was a time Jesus was broke. I know you think it's strange, but actually it happened. Jesus was not a showman. He won't tell somebody to go and fish for money if there was money in his pocket. So the fact that you are broke is not a sign that you are cursed. There was a time Paul wanted to travel. He said we were hindered. The means to travel was not available. So he said, Timothy, bring paper, write them a letter. He said, I've learned to abound, I've learned to abase. The fact that you are broke today is not a sign that you are cursed. It's just a season of life that you are passing through. Now, this is the word of God for you tonight. You are coming out of it in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The reason why getting a job has been difficult for you is because you have put an obstruction in front of yourself. I don't know. Nobody will employ me. You know, they are all like this. You start giving excuses. Tonight, you have dropped those excuses.
Amen.
Now, when you go out with the spirit of the victor. And before this year comes to an end, your own door will open to you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Some women are jogging every day because the reason why I'm normal is because I'm too fat. Once you give an excuse to Satan, your miracle is obstructed. Listen to me. Those physical things are not the reasons why breakthrough is not coming to you. Listen to it again. God will surround you with favor as with a shield in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The doors that were closed for you before, they will be open now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Anything you give excuses for will stay with you. Sometimes people say that the reason why I'm having this problem is because I sinned in the past. So this must be the consequence of my sin. You are insulting Jesus like that. You are saying to him, you don't know how to forgive. You are saying to him, you died for nothing. You are saying to him, this blood is dilute. It was anemic when it was shed. That's what you are saying to him. No matter what your sins of the past may be, listen, if indeed you have believed, hear ye the word of the Lord. Those sins cannot prevent you from receiving your own blessing from God now.
Yes, sir.
because they have been forgiven.
Amen.
If you keep on giving those excuses, those things will stay with you. Because Satan thrives where you give him excuses. Everything you give excuses for will not live your life. So I say to you again tonight, drop those excuses. Now, let me just give you 10 seconds. Begin to drop, everybody you are praying, begin to drop those excuses. Say, in the name of Jesus, I renounce this excuse I've been given. This is why I've not been getting a job. I am not smart. This is why I've not been getting a job. My degree is not good. This is why I've not been getting a job. All those things, if people didn't help me, all those excuses, say, I renounce them in the name of Jesus. You are saying, this is why I've not been able to do this, because I did this one in the past. Because say, Lord Jesus, I receive the washing. I receive the washing. I receive the washing by the blood. I am cleansed. Declare, I am cleansed. Declare, say, I am cleansed. I am cleansed. I have been cleansed. Satan, no, you can't hold me down again. I have been cleansed in the name of Jesus. I have been cleansed by the power of the blood of Jesus. I have been cleansed. Now that you have renounced those excuses, hear the word of the Lord again. Breakthrough is coming to you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The door that was closed before is opened for you now in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Listen, the word of God has power as it's entering into you without you doing anything. There was a time Paul preached. He looked at the man, he saw he had faith to be healed. He just said to the man, get up and receive your healing. I say to you again, get up and receive your breakthrough.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Healing is your portion.
Amen.
Doctors say that your blood sugar is not working very well. You know, it looks like you might be diabetic. Listen, two things. One, in the name of Jesus, I curse that diabetes in your life and I command it to disappear in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And then hear this. This is the second thing. Jesus said, I should tell you, that doctor does not know what he's saying. Because the blood of Jesus has completely freed you from the bondage of diabetes.
Amen.
Your parents had cancer, both of them. It will not come upon you.
Amen.
Because there is a spirit of life that's working in you right now.
Amen.
It is the spirit of Christ and it is working in you right now.
Amen.
It is the spirit of freedom is working in you right now.
Amen.
It is the spirit of healing is working in you right now.
Amen.
The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is working in your mortal body right now. Every gene of cancer is broken in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Every curse of cancer has been destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Listen, freedom is your portion.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Everybody just say, Lord, thank you.
Amen.
I thank you for your word.
I thank you for freedom.
In the name of Jesus Christ. If you are blessed this weekend, shout a very nice amen for me.
Amen.
All right. That blessing is yours permanently in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I commend you to God, Paul said, and to the word of his grace. Don't let it depart away from you. That's the word that will deliver to you your own inheritance amongst those who are sanctified. All right, let's share the grace in fellowship. Open your, for those who do not know it offhand, just open. First of all, let me thank you again for coming. Tell your neighbor you are very wise. You came to hear the word of God. And that wisdom will pay off for you. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This Christmas will be blessed for you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
As you go out and come in this Christmas, no evil will befall you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let me say it again. No evil will befall you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Favor will come to you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And you will show many people favor in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Listen, let me just say this to you. Don't be afraid to go to the village. Whether you have bought the car or not, go. If they say which day they go. Are you getting my point? Go with the confidence of Jesus Christ. Don't worry about anything. Just go and be happy. And I prophesy over 2015 for you that greater fruitfulness will come to you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Greater fruitfulness will come to you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
2015 will show you greater blessings and miracles than you have ever seen in your life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And it's going to start from the beginning, from the end of this year. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I declare December 2014 blessed for you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And that blessing continues in the greater measure into 2015.
Amen.
2015 is also your season of fruitfulness.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let's share the grace in fellowship. Because of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, surely we have passed out of death and we have passed into life. We have passed out of darkness into the light of Christ. We have passed out from under the curse into the blessing. All things have passed away in our lives. We are now filled with the Spirit of Christ. We live above sin and walk above the devil because we are seated high above with Christ. This is our season of fruitfulness in the name of Jesus Christ. One more time, personalize it. This is my season of fruitfulness in the name of Jesus. Bless your neighbor with it. This is your season of fruitfulness in the name of Jesus. Another neighbor with it. See, as you are going away, just be blessing somebody with it. God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Tell somebody this is your season of fruitfulness. This is your season of fruitfulness. This is your season of fruitfulness.